USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is suggesting in a tweet Saturday afternoon that China may wait him out regarding trade negotiations. The president tweeted that Chinese officials may be waiting until after 2020 and hope Democrats take the White House, claiming that they will get a better deal than they would with him in office. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Liberty University graduates. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
While delivering the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Vice President Mike Pence said the last few months we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith.
Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop.
The Vice President also talked about the job market and Christian values. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The top Republican on the powerful House Ways and Means Committee is strongly cautioning against the effort to subpoena President Trump's tax returns. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas has notified Committee Chairman Richard Neal that the action would be an abuse of the committee's oversight powers. He said it would become a further example of the Democratic majority's attempt to weaponize the tax code and use its oversight authority for political gain. Mr. Brady went on, this information is not being sought to further a valid legislative purpose, but instead to try to embarrass a political enemy. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The stepfather of a missing Houston, Texas girl has been arrested on charges of tampering with evidence. Darian Vents was arrested Saturday afternoon in Sugar Land, Texas. Vents was engaged to the mother of the missing 4-year-old girl and is believed to be the last person who saw her alive. Vents will appear in court on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Pharmaceutical companies will have to reveal the price of many prescription drugs in TV commercials under a new rule announced by the Trump administration this week. The requirement is part of the president's efforts to crack down on drug costs. Republican Senator Martha McSally joins ABC 15 in Phoenix and says this is something that's near and dear to her constituents' heart.
Everywhere I go, I've been around all 15 counties in my first 90 days in Arizona just to listen to Arizonans. And top of mind for everyone is the cost of health care and health insurance, the cost of prescription drugs in particular. So we've got to shine a light on the real cost. We've got to have more choice and competition, and people shouldn't have surprise bills. So let's have transparency and let people shop around, more competition for generic drugs. I mean, this is a real issue that's life-threatening for some people and obviously life-changing for those with chronic diseases. So I am all for more transparency and more choice for Arizona, so that they can afford the health care for their loved ones.
To survive.
Yes.
And regarding President Trump increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, McSally says,
we need to crank up the pressure and have a breakthrough because we can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations. But for decades, they've been cheating and it's been hurting Americans and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon so it's better for America and Arizona.
Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.